This is David Sig with OffGridLiving.com. The most important thing you need to take away from this lesson is the most cost-effective thing you can do is air seal your home. This one action alone can reduce your energy consumption by as much as 50%. In the download section of this page, it contains a detailed overview of what needs to be done along with step-by-step instructions. It contains more information than this video, so be sure to download it and work from it. Okay, so now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of this course. It's not pretty, it's not sexy, but it will save you a ton of money. You may wish to tackle some or most of this project yourself. Most of the tools required are simple ones, and you probably already have them around the house. Air sealing your house doesn't require extensive knowledge or building experience. Most of this is common sense. If you do decide to do it yourself, you'll realize considerable savings in doing so. You may also wish to hire a contractor or a handyman to do the job for you. Nothing wrong with that either. The do-it-yourself approach doesn't appeal to everybody. If you do hire a contractor, you'll go forearmed, knowing exactly what has to be done and whether the person you hire is doing a good job. Having said that, some jobs are best left to professionals. In any event, at this point, you should already know where the most serious problems are and where you need to concentrate your time and money. Refer back to the worksheet from the last lesson. Pay special attention to the severity ratings. The higher the rating, the more important it is to get that aspect done. I'm willing to bet most of the severe items are ones that you can do yourself. Save the tough and/or professional jobs for later when time or money permit. Most of the time, you can do a very credible job with caulking and weather stripping. Okay, so let's start planning. Using the worksheets you compiled in the last lesson, decide which jobs are doable and which jobs should be contracted out. Step 2. Building codes. Depending on how extensive the work is and what needs to be done, you may want to consult with your local building official. I know, lots of horror stories about. The truth is, they are a free resource of information and techniques you shouldn't overlook. They can provide guidance on technical issues as well as dependable local people to do the job. Safety. Don't be an idiot. Climbing around on ladders, working around insulation in the attics with no flooring or footing is dangerous. You'll step through the ceiling and maybe into the ground floor in a heartbeat. Use basic safety equipment. Steel-toed shoes, dust masks, work gloves, eye protection if needed. Make sure you have more than enough adequate light, especially when working in the attic or around the sills in the basement. Stopping the air leaks once and for all. Now that we know where the air leaks are, we're going to start the business of sealing the most common ones. And they would be plumbing penetrations through the floors and ceilings, chimney penetrations through the floors and ceilings, fireplace dampers, attic access hatches, recessed lights and fans, wiring penetrations through the floors, ceilings, and walls, electrical outlets and switches on exterior walls, and windows, doors, and baseboard moldings. Caulking. Caulking is done with an inexpensive caulking gun and a tube of sealant. Just about any home improvement store will carry them. There are literally hundreds of caulking materials available. Discuss with the salespeople the best one for your project, or simply read the various information available about each. Avoid the temptation to purchase cheap, poor quality caulking material. It won't last, it goes on badly, and you'll have wasted your time and money. White silicone works well in most situations. Be sure to use high-temperature silicone on areas around the chimney or the hot water heater flue. Also, never caulk in cold weather. Caulking should be applied in as close to room temperature as possible. So what you're going to do is identify the areas to be caulked and determine the correct sealant for the job. Okay, time to get your hands dirty. As a general rule, the areas that follow are where you'll want to pay the most attention. You'll want to caulk behind the baseboard, the ceiling moldings, and around the windows and doors. You'll also want to pay special attention to sealing your outside doors. All four edges around a door can permit air to leak in and out of your house. In fact, the average door has more gaps than a loose-fitting window. Doors, moreover, don't run in grooves as windows do, so any crack around a door is likely to be far greater than the area around a window. Weather stripping your doors can seal those gaps, get rid of drafts, and help reduce your heating and cooling bills. The easiest method of weather stripping your doors is to use adhesive back foam, creating a weathertight threshold around the bottom of your door. The gap at the bottom of the door is treated differently from the gaps at the sides and along the top. Refer to the download to get detailed instructions on how to seal this effectively. Next is air sealing your electrical outlets. Foam gaskets are designed to fit around the cover plates of electrical receptacles, switches, and lighting mounts, reducing the air leakage into walls and attics. Take your time and do this right. It may take you several weekends to complete, and that's okay. Doing this systematically, you should be able to easily air seal an interior room in one day. Take your time and go from room to room, using your worksheet as the guide. You make the biggest improvements first, and you'll see the biggest savings immediately.